Check, check. Hey, hello.
Check, 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 check.
Check,
check. Right.
So. Ray bloody purchase.
So we are.
Welcome to the second episode of the Last Cast podcast.
We're heading to the Guadalupe River again.
For some reason.
It is before sunrise. It is 40 degrees and raining.
Yeah. Not very pleasant outside.
Which means it'll be great fishing.
We got to bright side it. That's what going out to the Guadalupe means. It's constant self-delusion.
How are we going?
Sleep. Oh, I had a little more than that, but let's call it four.
Not how much I had. I stayed up late with Steve watching Bollywood, or actually, Tamil movies.
Oh man, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it was a
Steve, your writing fan, friend?
Yeah, he's my fan too, if we're honest.
Yeah. You pretty much require constant flattering of your vanity to exist.
I'm sort of like a little petite Wagner that way.
Oh, was he a vain person?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he had a falling out with Nietzsche because I think like Nietzsche said that one of his concerts was really really great.
Wow. But also it was a little sad because you know he's talking about how. There's this little sort of sour grapes thing of I used to be great, and I used to be somebody,
and
I have not been recording any of this on my mic because it came out of my phone. Awesome.
So you got some breakfast taco too?
I did.
I didn't see any salsa.
I know.
The guy was pushing it, but it's like no salsa? That's totally not cool, man. I thought they added it, but it's just really greasy chorizo.
Pretty exciting. All right. So do you want to,
What am I not getting?
Say again?
I was having trouble with the strap. I almost asked you to zip me up there for a sec.
Oh, sure.
Which I'm sure you would do without judging.
Absolutely.
You're making snide comments.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you can get into your waders with some precious seconds faster than me. Because you don't have to, you know, the separate shoes.
Sure.
And that's why you always get down there first and catch all the fish before I get there.
This is the fantasy section of our podcast. The speculative fiction section, if you will. Of course, the open secret of fishing team is that we've actually never caught any fish at all.
This is all just a complex cover story for our murder business.
That's exactly right. Hey, Matthew, look.
There's a trout on his phone over there.
You shouldn't have pissed off Tony, that trout.
That's right. Tony's a trout who is not exactly magnanimous when it comes to unpaid gambling debt. We're going to be beginning this morning with an egg-sucking leech.
Oh, really?
Dark brown. Looks like a woolly bugger with an orange tungsten bead in front of it. So, yeah.
Took my hat off and managed to get it stuck in my woolly bugger. Alright, there we go.
Alright.
I think I will go with the entirely fanciful giant white dragon tail.
Oh.
As soon as I can find where I put it. You got everything out of the back?
Yep, I am good.
Now where did I put the giant white dragon tail? Maybe it's in...
Oh, wait a minute, you know what?
It's still open. Or unlocked, rather.
Never mind.
Aha, there it is.
Vital fishing team accessory here. The lanyard. I think what you're thinking about at the weir, above the weir, big spot for trout rather than stripers.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Yeah. This fly has kind of got largemouth bass written all over it, though.
Sure. But still.
But so, yeah, supposedly, according to the forums, it catches at least ocean-going striper, so...
Mm-hmm.
It was designed for tarpon.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So I've got a Mangum's dragon tail on, which is it's a fly that's designed around a children's toy. Kind of looks like a half foot long fuzzy yarn worm.
Yeah, it looks like one of those little novelties you could get from those, 25-cent vending machines at grocery stores where there'd be like a gumball machine next door or next to it, and then you could get some little crappy toys that you basically get bored with.
Oh, yeah, this was legitimately a children's toy.
Oh, okay. It was.
That's what it was, yeah, wow. And it was... Like the ones with the googly eyes on the string?
Sure, sure.
And then they...
The kind of thing you get bored with as soon as you get home after you pestered your mom to buy it for you.
Oh, look at that. There's...
Guideboat.
All right, let's wipe them. Go for a little bit of a joyride. Oh, no, nobody's there. We could totally get away with it.
We could totally.
There would be no record of us having committed this crime.
All right.
Ugh. In the water. Oh, wow, something just big just hit right over there. Something big. Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. Jamie's over there talking to himself. Doing a little bit of splashing there, which is supposedly good for the striper. So they say. So far, I caught a sandal. Okay. I figure as soon as I can find whatever young lady matches this sandal, that I...
That's your Cinderella.
Or maybe it's... Yeah, if it's a hobo corpse, I wanna see it. We should measure it before releasing it. Ah, son of a bitch. That's the cry of an osprey flying overhead, trying to get my fish. Ah, shit. Fuck, 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 fuck. Fuck. Yeah, I caught one on a woolly bugger. Yeah, but it came off almost immediately, or like it broke me off almost immediately. Oh wait, what? This is like that's my thingamabobber down there that's running away. Yeah.
Be careful, it's really rutted down there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh no, I got plenty, I just don't want to litter. I was hoping that the fly might be on it too still.
Yeah. So you hooked up, broke you off, and then that was it. I heard you yell. Was it on the
Yeah, it was one of the big
dragon tail?
No, it was like one of the big rainbows that are in here, but yeah, it was just like a vanilla black woolly bugger. It was exactly where you'd expect it too. It was like right in the tail out, right where the stone starts to funnel it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I got it yet.
Oh really?
I really don't.
You want to move on?
Yes.
Okay. River bluff or something?
Oh sure, yeah. Anything, man.
yeah, you heard me yell, huh?
I did. I was about to talk and I was like, I'm at you either. Hooked one and lost him, or lost his fly.
Yeah, the
almost fell in.
Yeah, if they got picked up on the mic, this podcast will have an explicit rating.
All right.
For sure.
No shit. There we are. Yeah.
Jeez, there's all these guide birds here.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe these guys have a go-to pattern to do something. I sure didn't.
Ooh, duck.
Couldn't get anybody.
No.
No. Really carefully works the chute too. And it's like, nobody cares.
No, oh, sorry to hear that. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, yeah, let's try River Bluff, try that. I want to try that spot under the weir.
Oh, right.
Careful, it gets really deep along the edge here. Whoop. We could, you know, we could probably just walk up on land on the path like normal people. But, yeah, when I got my line cut on the tree just now, mm-hmm. and broke off, it also managed to cause a really nice premium thingamabobber to fall into the water, so I've got that now. So I've already made a profit on this trip.
Oh, you pulled it out of the tree coming up, or don't you have
to? Well, I got my thingamabobber back and somebody else's.
Oh.
So yeah, it's totally a net thingamabobber improvement.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the ones that has the... No, this has got like a gasket and like a screw.
Oh, that's what I've got. Those are
good. Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. They're intricately adjustable, and they don't kink your line.
They really?
Cool. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Great.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's kind of a thing, the kinking.
Yeah. Oh, that's different. But it's still morning. We got to get into one. What is it, 8 o'clock even?
I don't even know.
Not even, probably. right, 9 a.m. Well, 8:53.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew got into one. I don't think I saw a fish. No, I saw one.
Nice. There was one that porpoised like behind you that I saw.
Oh, really?
From like up by the weir, and it was like. But no, yeah, it was like it's surfaced, like right behind, like kind of like in front of the bridge here, and yeah, right. It was like came out fully out of the water. Here we make contact. Yeah, and remember the barbed wire on that thing. Remember the barbed wire on that.
That newsletter I'm a member of, they said it was squirrels.
Obama squirrels.
And I just dropped it on the
ground. Sorry, I did not mean to take pleasure in your pain.
No, that's good. Okay. Hey, no big.
What's that? Oh, really? Oh no. That's probably because it's one of the biggest fish that anybody's ever seen. Huh? Yeah. Got a sort of a trailer on it too. It's a micro leech. I've been experimenting. It's like a size 22 leech, yeah. I don't know if such a thing exists, but I was listening to the Orvis podcast, and they were talking about how in tailwaters that leeches are a big thing, and like kind of like the fish going in the silt are going out to the leeches. And I was thinking that most of the leeches here in Texas are really small. Like we don't have that many big leeches, so. So I thought I'd give it a shot. Oh, whoops, sorry. I thought you were closer. Horning in on your territory. Yeah, a little bit. But yeah, I crossed your line. Well, what are you thinking? What time is it, do you know?
10:30.
Because of all the swearing?
I had like 4 hours of mostly silence.
It's quiet brooding.
Yeah, just moping.
Alright, here's my latest theory.
What's that?
That there isn't actually any fish here.
Actually, my theory too.
That it's like the whole Guadalupe River Trout Unlimited stocking program is actually just like a complex, like, confidence scam that Jimbo Roberts has been putting on.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, and so like what he does is he gets he hires a truck with all the money with like some guys and waiters to come out, and they just basically throw in like rubber fish.
Right.
And they just collect them and put them back in. And the most of the Guadalupe River volunteers are so old and nearsighted they can't tell the difference.
I think that makes as much sense as anything I've heard. Yeah, after that one hookup up there, I haven't seen a thing. I would be fine with fishing a little more. I'd be fine with going to get some breakfast and having a day.
Well, you want to like move? We can like. I'd say we should check out Ingram, see if it's like totally crazy overrun.
Okay.
If it's not, do that. Otherwise, River Bluff.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
You think good?
Yeah.
Oh, you're around my guy.
Oh.
No, you're good. Okay. I mean, the way I see it, it's like, since it's like, we each hooked up on one. It's like the real tragedy is that I'm not winning. I don't know if we can get through that. All right. Well, what would a winter without a lease pass look like?
More time at the beach, you think?
I mean, it gets kind of expensive, and that's a big time commitment since it's like
yeah,
it's the whole weekend. Yeah, I'm seeing that. Like, what's that?
I wonder if those, a lot of the fish are like, I'm good.
They're probably like, oh, there's nothing out here that can hurt us.
I gotta eat a lot of these minnows whenever I feel like it. I just sit around, well, it's slack water, I just eat them like popcorn. Burp? Oh, sorry, I burped a minnow on you.
Yep, that's probably exactly what's happening.
They're talking and they're like, you know, burping and like minnows are popping out of their mouth.
Uh-huh.
In the morning we caught one fish.
Yeah.
In the afternoon we caught 10.
What?
Yeah. It was all afternoon bite yesterday. It didn't start till 1 o'clock and it was over by 4.
Yeah.
1 to 4 yesterday we were catching good fish.
Yeah?
In the morning, you couldn't bag a fish.
I
hooked up bottom of that, by those roots, right straight down there.
Yeah.
You know, at the bottom of that run.
That's a pretty good run.
And you didn't see anything down there, did you?
No, I didn't. Yeah. Not even close.
Now they were, you know, they were coming up the horizon yesterday. We never even saw a hatch until almost noon.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll get started earlier today.
Yeah. Good luck.
Should have been here yesterday. I don't want to hear that.
I don't either. It's like something surfers say.
And they're the scum of the earth.
That's right, fishing and surfers. Two of nature's least trustworthy animals. Bites in the morning. No, it's in the evening.
Oh, got it. Although every time we say the number out loud, I have to edit it out of the podcast. Because it is the year we make contact. Yeah, I'll try under the weir, but then, I don't know, that spot where
get off
of guy there. Was hooking up the other day was good.
Yeah,
I'm not done with it. But, I don't know. Either way, okay, I'll meet you. We'll try and maybe keep this to an hour, then head out. Damn it. Well, yeah, I can see him over here. Yeah. Ah, crap. No. All right, well, that's gone. The screw-on thing for that the thingamabobber I found this morning. No, I got plenty. It's just... Oh, yeah. All right. Jamie, I'm staring at about 9 of them right here.
Are you serious?
Yeah. What are you trying, Jamie?
Right now I have a girdle bug and an RS2.
Okay.
How about you?
Like I said, there's like a whole bunch just hanging right here. Right. I've tried Squirmy Wormy and RS2, then I switched to a semi-seal leech and a mini leech. No, not really. All right. Wow, nice. Tell me what he bit on. What did he bite on?
With the girdle
bug. Oh, really? I don't think I have any girdle bugs right now. What? Oh, so it's like, in addition to actually having it bite the girdle bug, he also had one of your old flies on. That's crazy. Yeah, no, like I said, I'm looking at 9 of them.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I know they're here. I don't know what they want from me, Jamie.
Yeah. Pretty much thrown everything.
Just about.
Without an indicator?
Yep. No, I only have, I don't have any, oh. Yeah, I think I don't have any soft baits on me right now.
I didn't get a look at it. What was it?
It's just like a little, like a gulp, basically.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they've been chasing some stuff. Yeah, but then they turn away.
How deep of water do you think they're hanging out in?
It's like a foot and a half.
Really? You tried a hopper dropper?
No, I haven't.
I'm not saying that. Any kind of silver bullet.
I can go for, I think it's like a muddler minnow thing here. See how that goes, and then, yeah, probably hopper dropper is next. Whoa. Ah, there we go. Whoa, my gosh. Yeah, so maybe minnow imitations. Yeah. Woohoo! Motherfucker! Come on, little pupper! This one's unusually large.
Take your time.
Come on, little pupper. Come on. Oh, wow. I think it's his last run. This other one, there's another trout chasing him. Come on.
Get in that net.
Come on. I know you're tired. Just give up. Oh, wow. Jeez.
Good job, man. That is a nice fish. I just want to come look at it.
Yeah, here. Want to help me with the fixture?
Man.
Oh, he's
man, just... that's about half again as big as the one I caught. I caught a big one. That thing is about, man, that's about a 4-pounder.
Here, just put him in the...
three?
Put him in the water for a sec.
Oh, man. Good job. Good
put his man. Mouth in. If you don't mind, holding while I get my camera out.
All right. Oh, yeah, hey, we're all friends here. Cool it, mister.
Yeah.
All right. That's a beautiful fish. That big old fat hen.
Okay, here, can you take that and then...
Yeah, you got it?
Yeah, I totally want to be a picture with this guy. You ready?
I'm just gonna snap and go through.
Alright, that's good.
Oh, hold it up again.
Hold it up?
Yeah.
Come on, little baby. You can do it. Go back. Go back in the wild.
Whew. Nice.
Thank you.
Where are these guys?
Okay. Back there? Just put on an imitation, man.
A muddler?
Yeah. Any kind of minnow imitation. If you still have a Sadie's on hand, I bet that'll do the trick.
Oh,
it's 12:25.
Right.
So.
Where are they?
Right along that bank.
Okay.
But like, you see where it's dark against the bank? They're like, and then there's like a white line.
Yeah.
They're on the white line and then all the way to the bank.
So just right between like that little clump of rocks and that tree right up there.
It's hard to leave when like you can see the fish right in front of you.
Right.
And you're like making eye contact with them practically. It's kind of like watching an aquarium almost.
Yeah. These big living fish just, hey! Last Cast, podcast number 2, our recap segment, affectionately known as That Wasn't That Bad. TWTB in last cast podcast parlance. I can see, you know, that's gonna be a good koozie, you know, or
some swag,
yeah, like, you know, a really cool graphic of a trout, and then with a, you know, little thought bubble coming up of the coming out of its head, TWTB. Pretty good. I'm kind of surprised there are not more people on the river right now. Well, there's a guy there.
Is that a leaf?
Yeah, it is. That behind that red gate right there.
Oh, okay. We haven't tried that.
It's between what used to be Koozies and Bikini Beach, and you know the water. Like you'll go down there and go, oh yeah, this place.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. It's okay. It's got a lot of pocket water and a lot of little places where they can hang out. But I honestly, I'm trying to think of a lease that we fished at thus far this year where I caught more than one fish at a lease, and there hasn't been one yet. I've only caught one fish at, I think, one fish per lease.
Yeah.
Really, the best it got was that day at Ingram when I lost 3 real big ones, broke me off, and you finally caught one on the shelf that day.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That's true, yeah. I remember that day, like you
I'm hooking them and losing them.
You're hooking them and losing them, which, you know, makes me feel better. You know, that you're not being completely successful.
Sure,
that.
Sure.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that we need to go back to that spot.
River Bluff?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that it's, we just have to, like, come armed with a lot of different options, a lot of different attempts at that.
Right.
I mean, it was so, like, it seemed like they were interested by the sucker spawn egg, but they just wouldn't commit. They would like move toward it,
right,
and then disappear.
Yeah.
I did not try a scrambled egg. Mm. I bet you did, right?
I didn't have one tied up.
Mm.
I did. I got a bunch on me. I'll put a bunch on those on next time.
So the things that they could be eating, it could just be that they're just hanging out there because it's slack water. It's
right.
Like the only slack water available.
Yeah.
But then we still see them kind of like splashing on the surface.
Yeah. Yeah, one porpoise right when I got there.
So, I mean, I'm thinking, like, maybe what they're looking for is either, like, really big, meaty bugs like that.
Floating spider?
No, like what you were...
Girdle bug.
Yeah. Like girdle bugs or maybe stone flies.
Stonefly. Some real, big hunk of protein.
Or, like, maybe... I don't know if there's, like, any flies that are, like, deliberately imitating, like, damselfly or dragonfly nymphs.
Mm, yeah.
But that seems like the sort of thing that they might be going after.
Isn't a woolly bugger a sort of general nymph?
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah.
I think I tried... Yeah, I don't think I tried woolly buggers. The other thing is they could be going after those, like, tiny, tiny little minnows that we see everywhere. Little fry.
Yeah. Just eat them up.
And we just don't have something that's, like, small enough to imitate that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Anyway, in conclusion. It'd be great to quit. Never come back to this river. Maybe that guy was right that it's all afternoon hatch.
Yeah.
Well, there could have been that, like, maybe it was only cloudy or cold enough for them in the afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy could have been a plant.
Yeah, I think he was just there. Basically a false flag operation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Yeah. Do you want to wrap up this episode of Last Cast?
Yeah.
Okay. So, in conclusion, let's see. I caught a pretty nice male. Matthew caught a big fat female.
Okay. Yes, she was super
mine right there.
Oh, that's yours?
Yeah.
It's a nice looking
one. Yeah, it was a big one.
Yeah. And we each had a break off.
Yes. Yeah.
In theory.
Big old, big male. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
It was, a lot of casting. Good Lord, a lot of casting. All right. Until next time. Yeah, hopefully the last cast, who knows? Maybe the next one will be from Matagorda. We'll see.
Maybe we'll never come back here again.
I was thinking of coming here tomorrow just because I usually come out here on Super Bowl Sundays because no one's here and I kind of have my run of the river.
Pretty nice.
Which is kind of cool. But I'll make up my mind about that tonight.
Yeah.
I may sleep in and just say, you know what? Forget it.
Maybe sleep in, try and get that afternoon hatch.
Yeah, maybe.
That they've been talking about.
Yeah.
Buzzes about.
As if. Yeah. But who knows? All right. See you guys.